Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, some hauntings chase you through the dark. Others crawl right into your room.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, hello, and welcome to the program. Yes, please do call in your Real Ghost Story at 855-853-4802. We would absolutely love to hear it. And of course, you can write it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, on the old internets, if you'd like to share your story. Hi, I'm Tony. That's Todd. That's Carol. There we go. I'm pointing around and different, and I'm trying to figure out. I'm not good at this.
It's always the opposite of what you think.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is, yeah, I would not be good. I would probably figure out it eventually, but I would not make a good meteorologist.
No.
And I had the weirdest fucking dream the other night. I told you
and
about
you
it.
You were
already.
A meteorologist?
I had the weirdest dreams. And I have okay, true dream analysis here, kids. Okay, I need you two to give me your dream analysis of these. So I'm at a TV station in Green Bay in a building that I used to work at and Todd had worked at. We never worked at the same time. Radio stations upstairs, TV stations downstairs. I'd never actually set foot into the TV station. I've never been down there. But I always loved this TV station. It's WBAY. It's Channel 2 in Green Bay. And as a kid, when I was playing radio station, I had my stations I pretended I was on, I had my TV stations I pretended on, and it was always Channel 2. So anyway, in this dream, I'm there, and an anchor from the 1990s, who's probably in his 90s now.
Right, right.
Chuck Ramsey is doing the newscast, and then he throws it to me to do the forecast. And I'm over there, I'm like, well, where's George Grafis? He was the meteorologist. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I just do the forecast. Like, okay, sure.
was your response like, of course he's throwing it to me because I'm the meteorologist, or why is he throwing it to me? So what?
He was looking for George Grafis.
It was both. I was like, of course he's throwing it to me, but I'm also like at the same point, where's George? Like, not like it's going to George, but I'm just kind of like, why am I here and why is it George? But of course I'm here. I don't know. It was just like weird.
Funny.
All around. And let me tell you this. It did not look like any set they'd ever had. It wasn't like it was back in the 90s or anything. It looked like it looked like 1970s. Like, it was dark. It was orange. It was, and maybe they had a set like that back
then. It was kind of like a goldish orange color.
Yes.
They did.
Shit. I got to look that up.
You may have gone back in time, my friend.
Because I remember the first one I remember is the 90s one. It's very square. You know, it looked nice. It was a good set. No, I don't remember that one. That was before my time.
Yeah.
It looked 70s-ish is what it looked like.
Yeah, they had one. That one's the one that I remember when I first moved to the area in like 78. They had this set.
Yeah.
You traveled in time, my friend. Back
and
to 1978.
Chuck was a younger Chuck,
see,
too.
I'm telling you.
Huh.
And have George, you been like reminiscing or anything like before you went to bed? Were you
nothing particular? It wasn't one of those nights where I'm like YouTubing like 1990s like news promos or something, which is something I do.
I was going to say, it would not be unusual for you.
No, it wouldn't be, but I wasn't doing that. It was just so random. I was like, why on earth am I thinking of this?
That is really strange. What's that?
What do you think? Why is he dreaming of that?
Well, he and I are a little bit of alike when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like, we like nostalgia. We like old stuff like that. So I, too, will, like, sit and watch news intros from a station for all the decades. It's, like, 8 minutes long, and it's every intro they've ever had from, like, the 1960s to today. Yeah.
It's hypnotizing.
But I've never been in a situation where I felt like I had been transported back in time to a location I'd never been to. And dealing with people I'd never met. That's not happened.
This is
to me.
Weirder than I thought it is, isn't it?
Yes.
It would make more sense. I mean, it is weird that you did that.
I've never met Chuck Ramsey. I mean, I saw him at EAA once.
Did you say hello to him?
No.
Okay.
It was him and Mary. They did the actual newscast at EAA back in those days.
Yeah.
And they were at the desk. They were up high. But no, I didn't say because I couldn't. But I remember that was the only time I've ever actually seen him.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm actually online looking for that specific set. I have not found it yet.
Yeah.
But
I knew Bill. I knew Jarts a little bit, but that was another dream. But yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I know other people up there like Mino and stuff, but I don't. I never met the people in this dream. I never met. But I did grow up watching them.
Were you having a lot of stress in the dream about having to deliver the forecast?
No, I was just like, all right, here's your 7 day.
But not that weird stress dream that we have.
I don't know. It was
like
weird.
Nothing's going right. And it's like, shit, I can't do this. Oh, no. Do you have a secret desire to be a meteorologist in Wisconsin?
I did when I was little.
Yeah.
I did. The meteorologist from the other state from Channel 5, Tom Mahoney, came to our gym in Fond du Lac. And he brought back dot matrix printouts of like forecast models and shit. And like, here you go, kids. And he autographed them. And I had it. And I brought it back to my home studio. And my backdrop at that time, which is kind of funny, I still like, this is a screen back here. But back then it would have been a refrigerator box. And would have,
that's so adorable.
I would have put it right there. And you know what? If we didn't have screens, these probably would be refrigerator boxes.
You know, just for the hell of it, 1 week we should do all of our podcasts for, like it was old days in our refrigerator box sets. Yes.
Refrigerator box. I'll have the boom box right here. I have my old boom box that I would record and stuff on. And, I got the mics too.
I love it.
I love young Tony.
God.
Dreams.
Oh. Well, I got another fucked up one. I'll tell you, but we'll pace our dreams out.
Okay.
Okay.
I have one.
We'll pace this therapy session out a little bit longer.
Okay.
And I found a photo of the set. It's not Chuck on the set. It's somebody else on the set. But I do have a photo that I'll share after we get a ghost story.
You're going to make me fucking wait. All right. Yep. Let's go to a ghost story. 855-853-4802. Let's go.
Hey guys, how you doing? I got recommended by your show and I loved it, so I've been stuck on it for a long time now. It's my joy ride till I get home. Anyway, I'm from New Jersey, Edison, New Jersey, and you guys heard about weird New Jersey stories. There's this place called Jake's Brown Road. When I was 18 years old, back in 2006, me and my friends, about five of us, we ended up going to this place. Now, supposedly this story is it was a Nike missile base where it was abandoned with several people. I guess it was the wives of the people in the army. Anyway, long story short, supposedly some people died, and it was abandoned. And it was abandoned for several years, so we've heard stories about people disappearing there and seeing little kids in the playground, and just several scary stuff. So we decided to go there one day, and it was a long stretch road, so our car got stuck in the mud. And one of my friends saw a figure cross in front of the car. And I knew I felt something weird, but I wasn't really sure. So, you know, we ended up getting the car out of the mud. We ended up walking about a mile to the houses. Now, these houses were set up in a circular form. And in the middle, there was a playground. And it was around October. It was fall. It was kind of chilly. So the swings were like swinging back and forth. And there was this this slide where you heard like pushing and stuff. And you heard a faint sound of little kids laughing. And it was so weird because, you know, of course, nobody was there. But you just felt the presence of somebody being there. So we ended up going into one of the houses, and it was very, very beyond cold. And we heard like footsteps. So we got scared. We, you know, we said, ah, screw this. We ended up leaving the house. We ended up going to another house, and there was pentagrams and weird stuff. And there was actually a dead animal in the middle of the pentagram. And there was, I guess there was recent ashes that was burning there. And we ended up bolting out of there. We go to this third house, which again, there was five houses there. We go inside this house and we hear somebody yelling, and it sounded like a yell, like a screaming sound. So we ended up going inside this house. We go inside of a room and the door literally slams on us. Mind you, this is five grown men inside of a room. We start yelling. And we break the door down, and the other door slams on us to inside the house. We go through that door. We break it down. One of our friends falls and trips. Another one throws himself through the window, and we ended up getting inside the car. Well, we're running down almost a mile trying to get inside of a car, and the car dies on us. The battery doesn't turn on. We're yelling. We're screaming. And the car ends up turning on, and we left. Never again did we go there again. So that's the story of Weird New Jersey, Jake's Brown Road. There's plenty more stories I got. Hopefully I get to post more. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on that?
Jake's Brown Road.
That's what I think he said, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was actually trying to look it up a little bit and just see what I could find. Whenever you run into a pentagram with a dead animal in the middle, get the hell out of there.
Go. The one guy threw himself out the window.
Which is an animal with a star.
They were trying to make it famous.
Yeah.
It's just like that was some haunted stuff. And I do think that sometimes when you're in a situation like that and it's getting creepy and creepier, and we should probably refer to Tony's graph on
the creepy level, scale,
the levels of creepiness. Yes.
Yep. To refresh everyone, spooky is where it starts. So if
I think they were
past
spooky. So
a little weird, you know, it's
they had gone into creepy.
Spooky, creepy, haunted, scary, haunted, haunted as shit. That's H-A-S, just for short.
I think that and as they were going through, they were going up your little graph thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder when you get to that mid-level of the graph, do you kind of freak yourself out too? Are you like, are you hearing children kind of talking and laughing in the background?
No. I think when you're here, when you're between creepy and haunted, you're in kind of that space.
That's what I was feeling too, like right
where
in the
you're
middle
just kind of like spooky, like, oh, it's spooky, whatever. You know, my mind may feel a little weird, but it's probably nothing. Right. And then creepy, it's like, yeah, I'm kind of inching more towards there might be something going on.
Right.
And then you're getting haunted, you're like, I really am starting to believe this is haunted. I'm pretty sure it is, but I'm still kind of second guessing myself. And that's that weird space there. Once you've hit haunted and you go to scary haunted, this is all established. You know it's haunted and there's no questioning it's creepy and spooky. And it's just like, okay, how close are we to the gateway to hell is what you're trying to figure out at this point.
As the night went on, they were getting closer to the gateway to hell. And because I don't know, you might want to get out your graph. Because I don't know where
let me
that
get my pocket graph out.
With the pentagram and the dead animal falls in that.
I'll get up my pocket graph that I purchased on our website.
That's like the portal shit. Like to hell, gateway to hell. They saw a pentagram with a dead animal in it. Nothing said run away more than that.
Yeah.
Like get the hell out of there. When you... There should be like some branches off of your thing, like moments, get the hell out.
I like that.
If you get to this level and you see a pentagram with a dead animal, run fast. If you get to your car and your car battery's dead, run faster. It's like
it's kind of like guides.
Yeah.
Guides on how to.
Yep. Kind of as that night went on, it just kind of got creepier and creepier and creepier.
This should make a great little like book that you could sell at cash registers.
And everything's color coded. And on the back is the color coded, like, you know, the rule.
I don't know if we were in the Cracker Barrel this last year, but I know what was it the year before the book? I think the Ghost Stories, our Ghost Stories book was in the, was a Cracker Barrel seller.
Was it really?
I had no idea. All of a sudden, I'd be like, taking pictures in the Cracker Barrel with the book. And I'm like, what's going on?
Well, you know you've made it if your book is in the Cracker Barrel.
If you're in the Cracker Barrel right next to the re-release of Kenny Rogers' unreleased tracks, you know, Tributes to My Pets, Volume 4.
Sung by his cousin Sammy Rogers.
So this here's the original interpretation of Lady.
Here's the TV set.
Oh my God, look at that.
There's big old Chuck sitting there next to...
Were you there, Tony?
Yeah, that's the one.
It was darker, though, but it was that layout.
I will tell you that...
This is a bright shot.
Yeah, it's a bright shot. But also, when I first saw this set, it didn't have the blue in it. It was all orange.
Yes, I don't remember the blue at all.
It actually looked more like this.
Oh, is that...
Yes, that's what it was.
Is that the famous anchor?
That's not Chuck. But in this picture, you see Chuck sitting next to...
Chuck's...
The weather guy is not George in this. It's Chandick. John Chandick.
Check with Chandick.
There. Yep.
Check with Chandick. Yep. Who went to Channel 11 when it was NBC for a while.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, it was that. The blue was not there. It was that darker. It was like the carpet dark.
Yep. Correct. Yeah. It was a darker orange on the back. Yeah.
Why did they do blue? That looks like shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Why is the Action News?
Why did they make
like slanted
avocado green?
Yeah,
it was just different back then.
Don't make fun of avocado green. You know I like that stuff.
I like avocado.
Yeah. Things are just different back then.
Yeah. Yeah. Carol. I love the carpet though. The Kevin carpet everywhere. Yeah.
God, I will
fuck, that was the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
No, and you have the weather map right there. Yes, that is exactly how it was set up.
Yeah.
You were
because I was looking over and he was right in that. Yes.
In that chair. He's wearing the tan jacket there. Chandick has the gray jacket on.
Tan jacket. They're all tan.
God damn.
They're all wearing the same.
I think you went back in time, my friend. This is a whole different podcast.
I've never seen time travel with Tony. And I've never seen like a 1970s newscast of them. I mean, I think I've seen maybe a picture of the set once or twice.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I've never seen this picture that you're showing right now. But
and Action News at that
to see the exact setup, and because I didn't know what the layout was of their studio.
No.
But this is the layout of where I was, because I was standing there in the dream, and then that over there, because I looked over at the desk, and that's where he was. And I mean, because every studio can be a little bit different.
Sure.
And that's how that was laid out. And with the carpet, it was dark because it would be, you know, this picture here is.
Right. This is lit up for the picture.
For the picture.
It wouldn't be this very bright.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they would just be light onto the set.
Right.
God damn.
Is he still alive or did he come to?
No, he is. You know what? Let me look, because he was alive as of just recent, until just recently. I know he was alive.
He did a tribute on one of the video things to Grafis when he retired a few years ago. And I was like, oh, fuck, Chuck Ramsey. Because that was the first time I had seen him since I was a kid. And somebody's listening right now going, that's my uncle, or that's my, you know, great uncle, or my grandfather or great grandfather.
Wow. You had a brush with greatness in the netherworld.
I hope he didn't just like die or something.
I don't see anything on that here, but yeah.
Or did that run through your mind too?
Yes.
Okay.
And he is up in age, so.
Yeah. Fuck it. That episode of Real Ghost Stories Online that talks about Chuck Ramsey.
he retired in 2002, so he's been gone a long time already.
Yeah, but he looked pretty good when he was on that. I was kind of like, because Chuck is one of those guys that looked like he was, you know, like kind of like 50-ish.
When he was
probably
20.
When he was in his 20s and 30s.
Right. Yeah.
And did pretty much forever. But yeah. All right. Another. Was that two ghost stories that we've had in this episode or just one? Okay. Let's do another one. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's hear it.
I've written in a couple times about some creepy stuff that's happened. I'm not going to say my name or use any names in this particular one because they're just, the people are close to me and I don't, you know, anyway. So I've had a lot of sleep paralysis happen to me. And so here's some backstory. So this person that I know, their sister was going through a lot of stuff, everything that you can think of that's negative. She has been, you know, going through this, just not a lot of good vibes, just really bad vibes. So it was around Christmas and I was getting ready to move out, and I have my parents and I have everything packed and my tree was still up. And I had left my door open for my dog to come in and out. And it's normal for her to jump on the bed and then, you know, leave and then come back throughout the night. I had fallen asleep around 11 or midnight. And I remember having my eyes open. It was like I was awake. And here comes this person. And I was like shocked. I was like, how did they get in here? I remember I kept calling their name. I was like, you know, are you in here? This is the most terrifying thing ever. She just started like crawling on my bed, and I knew it was her because I could tell her fingernails, because she's always has, you know, her fingernails painted, and I could tell by her hair was in front of her face. It was terrifying. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. It was like my whole room was just dark. It's so hard to explain, but I know that, you know, other people that have had sleep paralysis can totally understand. But, and it felt like it lasted forever. She wasn't doing anything to me. She was just there. And it was like a horrible, horrible gut feeling. Then I jolted awake and I was pouring sweat. I was terrified to go back to bed. So I plugged my Christmas tree back in and I just sat there. It was the most terrifying thing I've ever experienced. I mean, I even like went to go to take a shower. It was just terrifying. And then my dog ended up coming back in my room, and so that was nice. But I don't know what causes it. Don't know what causes sleep paralysis. I've looked it up, but it still just doesn't make sense to me that some people can experience it and some people can't. Since, you know, I don't know if I was thinking about her or if she just, you know, something just happened and, you know, but I kind of steer clear away from, you know, listening or watching anything scary before I go to bed. But I just wanted to call in and tell you guys that. So, all right, thanks. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that story. Thoughts?
Do either of you guys have a theory about sleep paralysis? Because Kathy and I have talked about it before, and I'm like, is it just a dream state, or is there sometimes a paranormal aspect to it as well?
I think we actually kind of discussed this a little bit last week, Tony, where
yeah,
I think there is such a thing as sleep paralysis that your body mm-hmm. gets into. And it has something to do with when you're falling asleep and that part between being awake and being asleep and what happens with your body when it kind of shuts down to rest. Mm-hmm. But I also do think that there are some things that seem like sleep paralysis that are paranormal, but it's not always paranormal. That's my thought process on it.
Exactly. I completely concur.
It happened yeah. to me, and I don't want to go into all this right now because it would take a few minutes. And I did talk about it on episodes recently with Harper and Kathy, but I did have a sleep paralysis experience when I was on vacation in Spain.
Oh my Ooh. God. Well, you got to tell us. You can't just do that.
We can wait till the next episode.
sleep paralysis story. Or not.
Is it
paranormal? Everybody.
Is it not?
Time to party. Sleep paralysis story. Here we go.
What do they call it?
Sleep paralysis. Taking you to the depths of hell. Don't wait.
What do they call sleep paralysis in Spain, though? It's got to be called something else.
I don't know. I can Google it.
America.
No, because it's like sometimes, because I've had sleep paralysis happened several times. It hadn't happened in years, and I was okay. fine with that. But it doesn't feel like a regular dream. There's this really haunting aspect to it where someone is there with me.
And okay, so what happened?
So what happened was I'm in the Airbnb in Toledo, Spain, very old city. We talked about that. And I went into the Airbnb and I got bad vibes. And so I went in both the bedrooms. My niece and her wife were taking the upstairs bedroom. And so Kathy and I, there's one with a king bed, one with a twin. I got bad vibes in both, but I'm like, pick whatever one you want. I got bad vibes in both mm-hmm. of them. It's going to be a long night. So I go to bed that night. We went out walking around and been a long day. And I was really tired. I take Tylenol PM. And I'm just trying to fall asleep. And so finally I shut my light out and I'm like doing that whole thing. I'm surrounded by white light. I'm fine. Nothing can hurt me. And I was telling myself all this before I go to bed, before I fall asleep. Right. It's like, yeah. So I fall asleep and I just couldn't get rid of the bad feeling. And I thought that I had woken up. But I don't think I had. I think this was all a dream. And there was something standing in my bedroom door. And it was very, very dark. And I looked at it and I burst into tears. Not because I was sad, because I was so scared that it made me cry.
Oh, my God.
And in my dream, it's that weird sleep paralysis thing where you're trying so hard to move and you can't move. In my dream, I was trying so hard to yell, get out. Mm-hmm. And it was like everything I could do. And finally, I'm like, get out. And it did. And it left. And the next night, I fell asleep fine. I didn't have any problems. I didn't have the bad vibes the next night. So I don't know what the hell happened. I don't know what it was. But I really thought that happened when I was awake. And then the next day I'm like, but was I awake or was it just a dream? I don't know. But at the time I remember thinking it was really happening.
Yeah.
I don't know wow. if it happened or not. I don't know what it was. Definitely felt paranormal to me. But now I'm like, maybe it was sleep paralysis. And maybe I just thought I was crying really hard. I don't know what it was.
Like you, because if you had opened your eyes, you would have been the exact same setting that you were dreaming.
And I thought right? that my eyes were open, though. I thought, yeah, all of okay, that was so you, really yeah, happening.
Yep.
And then the next day, Kate and Kath, they're like, "How'd you sleep?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I had like this weird thing happen, and I don't know if it really happened or if it was a dream. I don't know what happened last night." But it was like so terrifying that it made me cry. And And I just knew I had to tell it to leave, but I couldn't get it. It was everything I could to, and in my, and it felt like I screamed it, but kind of internally screamed it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I yelled. I think they would have heard me if I would have yelled.
Or is that the place where you realize it was paralysis because you couldn't scream it, but you
exactly
were
that's what
it.
Makes me yeah. feel like sleep paralysis.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Was it paranormal?
Carol, here's the deal. I'm sorry I frightened you. I didn't mean to do that. I was just fucking around a little bit. I had a little bit too much to drink that night. You know, I know it's not an excuse. I'm in the program. I slipped. But I just had to fuck around with you. I mean, come on. You're in fucking Spain. The places are really old and really haunted. I got to give you some sort of a creepy experience. And I didn't want to, like, you know, throw the Crusades or some sort of shit your way. I just thought, let's do this. So I'm sorry. Please accept
thank
my
you, Satan. Thank
so
you,
Satan, Satan, did you have anything to do with Tony's dream of being on Channel 2 News?
He's just fucking nuts. No, Jesus Christ. I won't take credit for that shit. That's all God right there. Whoa, Jehovah.
Oh, Satan. Always has some clarity to everything.
Absolutely. Oh, gosh. I don't know how I feel about any of that.
Here's your podcast. Call Satan for advice now. That's what you do.
1-800-SATAN.
What's yeah, the Satan, other? Like, Satan, big fan, first time caller. I'm having some problems with my neighbor in the property line.
<You know? laughs> You see this dick? He's got these really fucking bright lights up there because he thinks everybody likes light and angels and things flying around and gold plated streets and shit. I tell you what. People think that shit's gaudy as hell. They like to come down here. They like to have a fucking drink, you know, be in the dark a little bit. Hey, dumb fuck up there, you know, too fucking bright. Like, there's some people that like that shit, but you know what? Down here, they like to chill, and that's what we do. We got a nice fucking, like, little bar going on down here. We got some, you know, we got some dark shit going on. But you know, but let me tell you. Just start at level one. Level one, we're just going to talk to you about them, do the e-meters and that sort of shit. And then, you know, get you in. You have a little bit of fun. And then, you know, eventually we'll find Xenu and the Thetans. But come on down. Come on down. You know, just like the Price is Right. Nothing can go wrong when someone says, come on down, can it? Come on down to the Airbnb, Carol.
Oh, Satan.
Satan. Yeah, you know, anyway. Hey, y'all have a great Halloween and a great Christmas and all that. You know, I know you're going to celebrate the birth of, you know, JC and all that. And, you know, there's a birthday, too. I hope he has a good one. And it's all good in my hood, yo.
Satan. The other side is Satan. Yeah. You know, it's like, come see the softer side of Sears, but it's Satan. Come see the softer side of Satan.
Jesus.
All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode. Of real ghost stories online. Back it up, yes.
Back it up.
This is improv was something I always wanted to do. I guess this is what I do
nice
now.
Work.
There we go. All right. 855-853-4802. Share your real ghost story with us. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. We'll talk again real soon.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc. Thank you.